Who's that?
April 11, 2013, F-Bomb Part 2.
How's your arm?
Oh,
Ernie,
you did better, though.
What did you do?
What did they do with his arm?
Oh, that doesn't work.
He hurt his arm fly fishing on the Deschutes River.
I hope that there's some big fish involved, otherwise we're getting old.
Big grating.
Lamprey grating at John Day. He tried to be manly.
Where do you live?
Oh, Vancouver.
Tried.
Oh,
okay. I say tried. Okay, so when we left off, we were at VPA updates.
Scott?
Nothing to report?
Nothing to report at this time. Wow, this is like TNT.
Like
there was earlier, but it went away.
Does your lunch
work? Oh,
did your lunch work?
So you had a good lunch session.
That was before lunch. I was doing
okay. All right, so with that, then we'll go to number five, the 2013 FPPs. Been posted. Everybody has their copies that need them.
Yes. The only person that doesn't have their hard copy is Russ. Does anybody anticipate seeing him at a meeting?
Sorry.
He's not coming to Portland next week for...
Sorry, I skipped the whole session.
Not next week.
Kern is jumping ahead. We need to back up a little bit.
Give it to Dave. He'll see
Russ when we know all
that. All right.
Yeah. Sorry, I skipped section four.
Oh, well, we've already done both of four.
We have one for the Dallas.
Yeah, but I thought you already talked about Unit 18 earlier. Yeah, we did. 3.15.
Temporary unit priority change, and I started with.
Yeah, out of service.
We're done.
Change the date.
Those are both done.
Yeah. Bob, is the Unit 18 out of service, is that just the change of date that we got coming up?
Oh.
Or is there something else?
Yeah, well, I think this is a...
Because you have a coordination form?
I might have sent you the wrong attachment, Tammy. This is the one I sent you yesterday?
The second or third email, yes.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I sent you the wrong one.
So getting hammered with emails.
Well, afternoon, I might add.
Yeah. You have about an hour to plug it in.
An hour to get the website up and working, which you did do.
So it's not a Unit 18 issue. This is... and this came up a couple years ago, too, where they're taking Unit 21 out of service, and it's right in front of the east entrance.
Yeah.
So when they take it out of service, they want to put in tail logs, and then the flow from the east entrance moves gravel in there, and then the tail logs don't seat, and then they got days delay because the thing won't seal up. So what they're requesting is that we're able to close that entrance while they shut off the unit, and we can drop the bulkhead. And they said it'll take about an hour. They would like to have a two-hour slot
have joined the conference.
To close the east entrance to do that, just in case they run into any issues doing that.
Do they have gravel? I mean, do they have to clean it out first?
Well, they can't. I mean, they don't have an effective way to clean it out. And so if they, and they don't know until they drop the bulkheads in and they try to dewater.
So this may go on.
Well, I think if it doesn't sit because of gravel, you're just going to have to pop it off, and then what are you going to do?
Right.
Then they pull it off, they got to fire the unit back up, try to flush it again, and then try to drop it again.
So why are they closing Unit 21?
So it's an overall.
Out of service.
Just an overall, yeah.
Short-term?
Yeah. Unit 21, I think it's out for 6 weeks for an overall.
So how long are you down?
So, but all they want to do is just have... just that 1 hour, well, 2 hours they're requesting, but it should only take an hour or even less to actually close the east entrance and drop those in.
What time are you going to start?
So, well, that's what we're looking at right now. They're willing to come in at like 0500.
No, don't do that.
Is that a bad, you're saying that's a bad time?
I would say don't do it right the first time, first daylight. That's when the fish are probably going to first move in.
Well,
unless you want to do it way before the fish are going to start moving. If you want to start like 4:30 or 5, I mean 5, what's daylight?
Oh, they would start at 5.
You just
they
said
would start
500.
At 5.
I know. I'm trying to think what daylight is.
Yeah, right now it's 6:30.
Yeah, 6:30.
But I was looking at the DIEO information, and 5 to 7 is anytime after 7 is really bad. Actually through the whole day.
The problem with that is...
That's the count station.
That's the count station.
So it takes time for them to get from there to the count station.
But do we know those fish at the count station are coming from the entrance? We don't know that.
Well, I think
because at the end of the day, fish
they fall
stop.
Back
do they all go out the ladder?
That's what we see mostly from the RT work, because they fall back out. Mm-hmm. If they don't make it through.
Yeah, I mean, there's a time. It takes, just like we were talking about Ice Harbor trap, it takes a couple of hours for fish to start getting up there. It's not like they're all just stopped.
Right.
It gets light and they all start moving again.
Wherever
there's
at.
A definite delay time between entrance and fish showing up at the window.
So,
or daylight and fish showing up.
So fish that are in the ladder halfway up the count station, it gets dark, they all fall back.
All I know is that they don't all start magically at daylight. It takes time for them to start moving again, so what's going on?
Okay. Because that was a big question when I was looking at the DIEL information.
I know DIEL, but that's always a problem. The best information that we can have in the plan would be entrance information, direct entrance information for these kind of decisions, unless we're talking about doing something.
Yeah, and I haven't had time to dig that up yet. I was going to go and see what U of I has.
Yeah, that would be a question for those guys. But, you know, up and down the river, when we look at this, we see that it's typically right around just about a half hour before sunup. That's when things start to move. And so I would be careful at that time.
So what would be a better time now?
So you want to try this next week?
Because midday, you're still, I mean, there's a dip for sure, but it's still pretty high.
That's up halfway up the ladder at that point.
Right.
So again, I've questioned the value of those. We asked to get those into the fish passage plan, and then, you know, once you start thinking about what we've done, how useful really is this? Because it really doesn't help with these questions that we're talking about the interest.
It would be good to have U of I do this exact thing.
It would, with
see
tracking.
See how close it matches.
Multiple years of tracking data.
We didn't have this up for this year. Mm-hmm. They're doing that this year?
Yeah, I know, plus multiple years. I mean, you don't want to just put it on 1 year, but there are quite a few years.
We could add this objective to take this year,
years,
and have an update.
So what's the date and time you need to do this?
I didn't mention that. Did I?
You didn't tell us what day.
29th on the...
The end of the month.
29th
yep.
April?
Yep.
So daylight would probably be about 6:10 or something like that by then?
Yeah, on the form I put 22nd or 29th because they were still negotiating it yesterday, but I just found out it's 29th. So
new time?
What time?
I can stand it.
The earliest they said they could start at 5.
What time? I mean, what's the sequence here then? So they're going to go in, shut the units off, drop.
We can back units off to about half, so we can
or
leave south.
Not shut them off. I'm sorry. Shut off the units.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we just close the east entrance, so the west and south will still function.
Okay.
And then,
so that's going to take you a half hour or so to get all that.
Yeah, we'll have that all that set up before they even
then
start. Before they get to the bulkhead.
They're
going to
put the bulkheads in.
Yep.
And then you'll see if it's sealed. If it doesn't seal, then you've got to pull everything back out.
The only time they'll know whether or not it seals is once they start pumping it out and drying it up, and that'll take like a day or two later.
So that'll take time. What I'm trying to get at is, if is this something you need to have going first thing in the morning, or can you do this like midday and still accomplish what you need to accomplish for that day? Sounds like you can.
We can do it midday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't have, because there's not some other
sequence. We can start set up at,
depend
you know, like,
on, you know, 4 hours down the road.
Yeah. No, I was thinking you do it first thing in the morning. If it failed, then wait till later in the day to try it again.
Well,
you're not going to know if it fails until later, so.
It's another day that they have to do.
1 o'clock? 2 o'clock?
Oh, I think anytime after noon, anytime after 11 is probably fine.
All right.
Let's do that for now, and then let's do get this contract with you know, on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Well, that'd
be something we'll talk to
Sean.
Yeah, I can do the legwork on that one too to try to get the U of I information.
Yeah, just have Sean add it to Objective Further Research.
Yeah, if you want to take a look at it for the meantime, if you've got time, just to see if there's better data there from the past few years of way back.
Yeah.
Been a few years now.
Okay.
And Gary, you're mostly interested in diurnal patterns at
the entrance.
That specific entrance? Any entrance?
All of them.
Because the one kind of unique ladder is John Day South, with the fish count would go fairly low on the ladder.
Right.
It's
right.
Closer to the entrance.
Yeah.
I'm not
saying it's representative,
If we can do a review of all the projects and look at actual entrance time and get that in the fish passage plan, then we have what, you know, we're usually asking questions like this, you know, can we do something that would affect passage into the entrance?
Okay.
It's that what we have in the plan is not bad.
It seems like you have the transit times already available, and you can try to see how that correlates to what we can see.
That's
the window,
a way,
right?
Yeah, you can.
Does it take them a day or does it take 1 minute?
Average transit time, entrance time, and then no matter what question comes up, you get a
gives you the entrance time and then back out from the council station back.
Okay, and then we'll shoot for noon then. That's what I heard, right?
That's what I heard. Noon on the 29th.
All right.
All right, so fish passage plan, we already did that, kind of.
Yeah, the FOP wasn't finalized before the FPP got printed, so anybody who has a hard copy, the FOP isn't in there, but it's online.
You got your FOP?
You got your FOP.
Get your FOP.
Get it online.
Well,
let's check the O&M website so we can get it.
She's working on it.
Shut up. It is attached, and you can use that link.
It's just so easy. When you get in your second trimester, you get so touchy.
I'm not pregnant. Not pregnant. For all of you who are not in on the joke.
Thank you.
If I don't start at least one good rumor, then it's just not a good
wow.
Day.
I don't know why that's there, but
I understand it.
This is an ongoing. I've been pregnant for years. Yes, right. Lord.
Okay.
She's having an elephant, apparently.
Yes. Apparently.
It takes like 5 years to gestate.
5 years of gestation period. Yeah.
Gives me a lot of freedom to gain a lot of weight then. An elephant.
It's a good thing you can get back at him with these notes.
I know. That's isn't right. That awesome?
Just sign the links. Assign Tom things.
Lord's in his.
Okay, let's move on.
Shooting.
We're going to go to 514 so Ann can bail. It's the Ice Harbor updated adult trapping operation. And the rest is all Portland District stuff. So 5.1.
Yep. So
4.
Ken, did you send this out or? Otherwise, I can talk about it. I mean, basically, when we spoke earlier, it sounded like there was more discussion needed, but the change form request that we got, and I believe it came from Derek Fryer downstairs, just asked for a wording change. The current FPP said, after each day's use, the trap will be promptly removed from the water by completely removing it from the fish ladder. New text would be, after each day, use the trap. Day's use, the trap will be promptly removed from the water by either dogging it off above the water or completely removing it from the fish ladder. That's Eric Cockersmith? Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess that's all we are bringing forward. I guess Trevor was suggesting that maybe there were some other edits.
There are some other edits. We've been talking with Chris Caudill, and he doesn't feel that the temperature criteria, he's concerned about it and them being able to meet their research objectives with the 1 degree and no ice criteria. He thinks that they'll probably not be able to make that. So my concern with that is that the researchers aren't able to meet that criteria and then they fall to some greater degree behind that criteria knowing that they can't make it. And so then we start to impact fish. And so I was kind of looking through a little bit on the Bonneville criteria and the Lower Granite criteria, and they're pretty consistent with one another. And I think I'm suggesting that we just use those criteria for Ice Harbor, for the under 70 degree criteria, and then from the 70 to 72, they do allow ice as long as it's non-chlorinated and or ladder water, they can use ice. And there's some other things in there, but I think we should just stay consistent and use that language. I don't think there's any reason to believe that that's been harming fish, so I don't think it would harm fish at Ice Harbor. And I think the researchers have showed that they can maintain that. So that's what I'm suggesting, if other people are fine with that.
Yeah.
Okay, and one thing I would like them to do is in between 70 and 72 to keep a log of ladder temperature and recovery tank temperature, just so we can kind of get an idea of. No, make sure that they're being prudent with actually watching that.
Like you say, we're verifying that they're actually within the temperature criteria.
Right, and then we can see if there's any other concerns with that data, if there was a temperature difference.
So are you working with somebody to modify this?
Well, I talked to Chris Finney, and he said that they're going to go ahead and update this change form after we have an FPOM discussion.
Okay.
Talk about these
things. Yeah, I think today is the day to get this done.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of bringing these ideas.
Yeah, they're about to start work, aren't they?
Yeah,
they are. Yeah, so both dams. So I want to make sure the protocols that we agree and hear the overall protocols. And, you know, if there's changes, I want to make sure also that if we're changing something at Ice Harbor, that Bonneville AFF is
and
doing the same thing, at least to some degree.
And Lower Granite.
And Granite, well.
Perfect.
So what I'm hearing is that you're okay changing this to the same criteria as Granite, with the exception that you want them to keep a log of ladder and recovery tank temperatures when they're between 70 and 72.
That's correct. And there's a couple other changes too that we discussed. But if you want, we have concurrence on that from everybody on the temperature.
Yep.
So you're changing it to match what's already existing at Granite.
Yeah, at Granite.
And the only reason we came in there with a change form that originally started there, okay, back when this was first submitted, and I you know, you were taking exception at that point in time.
Well, look, I had a question on the ice criteria I wasn't real familiar with, and I brought it out, and then it was suggested by others that we go to 1 degree no ice criteria. And then after giving some thought, talking to some researchers, that might have been a little bit too stringent to follow. So I think it makes sense to stay consistent.
Okay.
Another thing that Chris talked to me about, and he's got some comments here that he sent to Corps, was having we have from 6 o'clock till noon criteria, but in a 4-hour trap operation, similar to the discussion about fish, you know, entering the ladder and not getting to the top of the ladder to the count window until a certain time. Normally they put the trap in and they got to wait 2 hours before it starts, and so that takes away 2 hours of their time, and so they only get the trap for 2 hours. So he's kind of wanting to push that available window past noon, but still only have 4 hours of actual trapping time, just move that window over. When the temperatures are under a certain amount, he suggested 65 degrees, so it's basically in the non-summer months, before you get to July, it's under 65 degrees. Can we slide this time slot a little later than was current? He suggested 8 o'clock, and I'm thinking that's too far, especially after talking to Gary and him saying that the trap being in place can delay fish. There are certain fish that don't want to go in the trap, and I've seen that, you know. Yeah. So we don't want to delay those fish, you know, after we take the trap out. We don't want it to be dark and those fish not want to migrate up. We want to give them some daylight hours to migrate up. So I think it's just sliding that time slot to say 1400 to give those researchers a little bit more flexibility to move that trap in there. And then when they pull it out, those fish have some time to migrate out.
Okay.
So
that's reasonable.
How long is this study going? How long are they operating the trap? I thought it was the part of the reason, and maybe I'm mistaken, but what I'm recalling is some of your restrictions that you put on, you were limiting it because the study was only about spring Chinook.
It's spring, summer Chinook, and they think that they're going to go up against temperature cutoff before they get their total numbers of fish they need for the study. So they think they will actually go into the 72. No, just spring, summer Chinook.
Spring, summer Chinook.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the summer Chinook.
Because they're still trampling in July, you know.
How far we go is,
yeah.
So currently it's 6 to noon?
Currently it's 6 to noon.
And you want to change it from 6 to 2 or 8 to 2?
6 to 2. But for 4 hours, they can only trap for 4 hours from 6 to 2.
Within that window.
Within, only when it's less than 65 degrees. And then after 65, they got to be out of there by noon. Their ankle. Let's see, another modification with the dog off. That sounds like it's okay.
Okay, that's the one that they wrote up in this simple one that I had, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so are you on the phone, Chris?
Yeah, I just got on there. Eric's tied up in something else. He's the one that sent that in. The old trap, they used to be able to dog off. And we're looking at the feasibility through a contract mod of getting it dogged off out of the water. It would still be totally removed from the water, just be dogged off above the water like the old trap was. What this allows is since they can only fish for about, 4 hours, we want to restrict them to that. But, we don't want that to include putting a trap in and out. And that's going to take some extra effort because ice harbor, the trap can't come entirely out. Now, if they aren't trapping, they would pull a trap entirely out.
So, have you been listening to the point where you and Eric can modify this form and get it back to either Ken or Greg so that, we'll move ahead with it? I guess it sounds like, from what Trevor has said, he is changing to, in general, agree with most of what Chris has asked for, and that he's had discussions with Chris and or yourselves?
Correct.
Okay, so...
Yeah, like 2 o'clock is the end time for trapping and to get the trap off, and then the ice situation, they can use river water and freeze it, and we got a 2-degree tolerance, but we'll monitor for it and all the tanks and the ladder.
And there was a seal. Wasn't there like a sealed jug or something like that?
For the water? For the ice? That's
It can't be, chlorinated, any other type of water.
River water, but I thought I saw him stick in sealed containers.
That's in the Bonneville section.
Well, if we're going to do it in one.
You just don't want raw ice, you want to instant.
Protocols should be across the board.
Got
milk
jugs.
I'm not even sure why.
Yeah, we'd like to keep it consistent with the other traps, so we're looking at, if they would be putting it in, sealed containers.
Okay, yeah, Bonneville did add that. So, we can add that too.
Well, that's Bonneville hasn't added anything yet. So
well, it's in this change. I don't know.
Yeah, I know, but we haven't. It's open for discussion.
Yeah, and we're still at the basically 2 fish per haul up there as well because of the size of our trap and the operation compared to the others. So
okay.
We'd rather not meet the study objective. Back fish this first year.
Clean.
Take that hit.
Take the risk.
Yeah. But Chris, can you send me what you come up with, and I'll make some edits and send it back.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, and then Chris, you'll forward it up to Ken.
And then you can send it out to.
River water.
And then we'll get it kind of formalized in the process. It'll just go through. But I'm not hearing anybody have a problem with the changes that he's making. I think. That's definitely where we wanted to start with something consistent, so I'm happy that you're wanting to be consistent again.
I want to be consistent all the way.
Because it gets really confusing when one person has one thing and another doesn't.
It is.
I mean, to some degree, you can't always be completely consistent because they are different traps.
They're different traps.
Some things you can't.
Exactly. Yeah, temperatures and things like that, unless it's unique to the project. This ice issue with the jug of ice, is there a reason for that?
Are you ready to move on to that one?
Well, it's consistent across them. So I want to talk about this whole, at least those are consistent between the two before these guys run out the door.
Let's
make sure that we cover that. And then we can go to the unique Bonneville issues like the wonderful observation tank.
Who killed them?
So let's talk about this sealed containers. What do you know?
Well, that was submitted by U of I.
Yeah. Is it just for convenience?
John?
John?
That was the first time I've heard of sealed containers. I'm not sure what for. We've always taken river water, put in buckets, and then as we're filling up the tank, the ice is melting, and so, if they're basically wait for the ice to be completely gone before you start loading fish in there. So
right, plus the jug, you got a jug bouncing around it.
Right.
It's always,
or fish dropping into it,
Yeah, so is there a need for this?
I don't think there's a need for it.
Where did Chris come up with it?
If it's river water, I don't think there's a need for it. The sealed containers was put in there. Because there was no ice, and so the question was, if it's from a source, it's not river, and can you isolate it, by sealing it, so.
Yeah, I said and it should be, so it's unchlorinated water source and individual sewer containers. But maybe he's thinking because of the drug density or whatever,
the concentration of
that would kind of,
you know, it can change that as ice melts.
Yeah, well, for us, we had the ice in before we fill up the tank, and so the volume comes up to our stopping point regardless, so it doesn't really affect our aesthetics.
Let's just not have the sealed container language. If you want to use it, fine. But let's not have it in here.
Well, I think that you get less thermal effect if it's in a sealed container, because that melt water is going to insulate the core, and so it's not going to melt. So you don't get the benefit.
I agree to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Tom?
Take it out.
Take it out completely?
Yeah. I mean, the only concern I have with a sealed container is there. If you're dropping fish, and you drop fish on a sealed container,
yeah,
that's a rock of ice.
So there's two reasons for that.
Yeah,
no good reason to do it, as long as you're using river water, which there's plenty of river water.
Yeah, there's not always plenty of freezers. I think somebody had them there for a reason, right?
That's something I can think of. They just had a bunch of milk jugs. They just like always had milk jug ready to throw it in. I don't know, from home, right? Maybe. I don't know.
How are you freezing your stuff, John?
We have a freezer out there at the FF.
But just cubes or
buckets?
Bucket.
5 gallon buckets.
Bucket of water and set it in the fridge.
Plastic bucket,
whatever it is.
Galvanized, baby. Galvanized.
There you go.
The copper tea kettle.
The bucket just goes right in the tank?
Yeah, so as we're filling with river water, we melt the ice enough to loosen
it. Dump it out of the bucket.
Yeah, dump it out of the bucket. And
okay.
That's the way to go.
But you said you don't trap fish until it's melted?
Right.
So what?
And it's usually melted by the time we're done filling the tank.
Okay, what if you need to, you don't add ice later in the day or anything?
Well, by that time of year, we're changing the tank. You know,
you're changing it at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we change the tank multiple times during the same time.
Right.
So changing, adding the plastic container, no.
No.
Gone.
I'd say that.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Anything else?
Aye. Nay. All right.
Yeah, so
done.
No. Okay, so you got that, Chris. That is kind of process wise, that's what would be the standardized.
Right.
You'd freeze it in a bucket, and as you're filling your tank, you would melt it sufficiently that it would come out of the bucket. And as your tank is filling, by the time it's full, technically your ice will have melted and adjusted the temperature for the whole tank.
That's good.
Okay.
But do you really want to specify?
Yep, no problem with that.
Container.
No, you don't have to specify bucket, but you know.
Do you the orange bucket?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
You can run them to.
Okay, so we will expect that you will take the lead on that, Chris. Work a little bit more with Trevor to make sure that he's on that page, and then you guys will get Ken, you know, in the loop to get the process finalized.
Okay.
Thank
good.
You.
Thank you, Ann. And the rest of you.
And your little dog.
All right.
I wasn't sure
so,
that was anorexia or the rest of you.
Let's jump in. Any other things for Walla Walla before they take off? You guys are going to bail? Off you go. All right, let's go to 511. John Day, it's just removing the ESBS language in the fish passage plan. It's been there forever. Changing a test, yes, is no big deal there.
No big deal.
Yeah. Done.
Good catch.
Surprised it hasn't been earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, BPA apparently uses these tables for something.
Yeah,
so.
They started entering this year, the new guy.
The new guy. What are those ESPs?
Right, we started losing capacity.
They're like, what are you talking about? So, 14 Bond 001. I don't have a copy of that.
Nope. The task group will get together to finalize their proposal before it comes to the
Bond Ops.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Bond Ops one.
Yeah.
Okay. And then 14.
So we're not going to talk
about
that?
I think after the task group meets and talks about the one that's there, it'll be fine in one change form. There's some deletions that can occur.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Bond Ops. We need to go through the change form because I think there was some pushback on Sammy's language.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about there.
Well, I think she's just talking.
We got to get done right away. So.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, we can do it after this meeting.
Okay,
lovely.
We're almost done.
Shut your pie hole, I will.
I'm trying. I tried to move ahead of Bonneville. You just move back.
Okay,
yes. All right, Appendix G, Bonneville update with the observation tanks.
Oh,
we're going.
Jeez. I'm just kidding. Chewing it up for you, man. So, where's the change form?
Change form?
It was attached to the email. And I told you to print out what you needed.
I have no idea what the change form has in it, but I do have Chris Caudill's comments, and I don't know if that's where. There were so many emails flying around on that issue, and I just don't have time to read every freaking one of them. So, I just went with John's first, and I looked at those, and then I've got Chris Caudill's. And I don't know if there were other comments made. Josh, if you made comments on
it. I had one. It's really...
We can go...
Small, so...
I have a few comments. This is not a dragon tank? This is... Well, it's the whole protocol for Bonneville.
Okay.
So we've gone through all the protocols. There have been several changes made. John made a few, and then Chris Caudill went in and made some. And it sounds like Josh might have made one as well, so...
Tom, can we make copy? So yes. Everyone's looking at the same.
Or I can go get a projector.
I think a projector. Yeah. Having it up.
All right, fine, yeah. Fine. Go get a projector.
Move on. Next topic.
You can't leave yet. We need that projector.
You just picked the one up upstairs. What else you got?
That's right. Yes.
Let me keep that thing organized.
Not well.
All right, so until we get a projector, can we kind of kick it down in the road here and go to the next one? Anything else we can knock out here? Maybe some task group updates?
Yes.
VBS task group update? 6-3?
Which one are we at? Okay, yeah, let's talk about that briefly. What I'd like to do is change the language in that one. Ben and I have talked a bit about this, and the criteria, the issue is in 2011, we didn't get the screens back in at Bonneville until July, very late. And I think we all knew that, I mean, looking at the water clarity, you know, it was, we didn't have any problem with water clarity, but the criteria were based on, I think, flow.
Flow in.
And clarity, but there were a couple of key things there that kind of kept us from getting those screens in when they probably should have gone in, maybe a week or two. They went in a couple of weeks too late. So what I did was ask that we revise, or at least re-look at it and think about revising those criteria. And what I'd like to do, maybe Ben and I could write up a change form on this thing and get it done for this year. Although I doubt we need it, but
well, that would
just
be
to have it done. And then what I'd like to see is that the decision of what to do rests with the project. Then they can get FPOM concurrence if they, you know, with moving forward. But the decision to put screens back in should rest with the guys out there who are, you know, right on top of
right.
it and looking at it. Rather than having something
that's based on some criteria?
Yeah, I think we can, you know, no.
Okay.
No, I think it could be based on some observational judgments based on some information that we can list out. Okay. But I don't want to list out, you know, that you got to wait until a river drops below 375 and, you know, your clarity drop it increases to 6.5. And I don't think we need to do that. I think... you guys are out there looking at the river all the time. Being able to judge whether there's debris out there is really going to be, it's debris. It's not,
right.
It's not clarity. I mean, if there's colloidal clay in the river, that doesn't matter to these things. So.
But can you keep them clean? I mean, that's the judgment.
Right. And that's
start putting them in, how many can you keep clean?
Right. And that's really up to these guys. So I think I'd rather leave that decision to the project bio and then, you know, once right past the community.
But I think it's the time to hire them out and set the high-profile scenario that our communication is pretty regular.
It is. Yeah, it isn't like this is going to be a day, you know, it's going to happen every day. This is once.
So I was thinking do away with that total flow and the clarity and then just have some reference to
Project Bio
with concentration of FPOM or whatever, and then we do the same thing, put in 1 unit's worth and see if we could keep up for a day and then just ban all that work. I think
if you want to write that up and set it out as a change form for next, let's do that.
Change form coming.
Off the books, and the change form can go into one of Tammy's catacombs.
Is by the next meeting.
Just keep pushing that button, Gary.
I have her backup hard drive, though.
Probably not. But I can. But I'd like to just see it so I can understand.
Yeah, let's, you know, and then you know, you could list out a couple of criteria.
Don't worry, Jeremy, I like your old notes.
But let's not.
Especially in December. In general.
Okay. Well, we also have to factor in whether we can get the outage. You can't just say I can do it tomorrow and get it to happen. We need to.
Right. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm talking about the trigger that starts this, and the process doesn't change. Okay. It's the trigger. Okay. So Ben's going to use something which is going to describe a little bit in general terms.
And then when Ben moves to a project, we'll have to rewrite the criteria.
It may be that we can get somebody who's not. But the criteria didn't work, and I can't come up with something better than having these guys who are standing there looking at it. So, okay.
The problem is somebody like Tom might say, they should have been in yesterday, and these guys, you're going to get arguments.
If Tom was out there for project, then I would have criteria.
Okay.
Why am I nervous?
Sturgeon Task Group, is this something we want to continue or not?
Quite a sense of new information.
On
what?
Gate opening? We have we have a requirement that we keep the wicket gates closed when the unit's out, so Sturgeon don't go up into the spool case. But they have to do functional tests on the wicket gates, so they open them for like 5 minutes. And they hold right to that 5 minutes, like to the second. And we're asking the other day, you know, with these new governors, we need to keep them open like 7 minutes. Can we do it? And I'm like, yeah. Because the 5 minute was just a ballpark. We have no idea if that number is valid or not. We just know that, you know, you don't open the wicket gates and then go home for the day. You know, we just
want to
make sure that you test them, close them. So we just basically changed it to 10 minutes.
I think that was our guess. Yeah.
But it did
but
come
now,
from the...
From my understanding, the other project, I don't know if there's a... We don't have a standard along the whole river because you guys open closed all the time, right?
That's mostly...
You don't dare open.
Who's you guys?
That's mostly for Sturgeon.
Yeah, he's not Sturgeonville.
Cooper Vettel's growing up.
You're not bottom line one.
No.
Yeah.
Was that written in the FPP somewhere?
Huh?
Is that written in the FPP?
The 5 minute criteria.
The 5 minute
no.
Close criteria.
No, it's not in FPP. It's just a project policy.
Project policy.
This is just for the digital governor installation. That's new equipment which is
right.
Being added. After it's all installed, we won't have that problem.
So this is a one time per unit. Once per unit, you do it for 7 minutes and you're done forever.
Oh, yeah.
Because is that right? It's not every time you turn the unit on or something.
But it saves lots of time and money because then you would have to put the tail locks and the stop locks and everything. We just don't have to do that.
See, the five minute thing came up years ago and they're asking, how long can we open the wicket gates? And I said, well, we don't know. What do you need? And they said, 5 minutes. Okay, 5 minutes.
What do they need that for?
To do functional tests on the wicket gates.
And that's something, is that just for this purpose once forever? Or is that something they would do at a
They do every time they do an overhaul or
that's
maintain a unit.
That's the issue.
Yep.
Right.
It's a regular issue, so.
Yeah, once a year.
I understand.
Yeah.
But have a
multiple times a year when you're turning a unit off and on or anything.
See, the problem is I couldn't definitively say, yeah, we have to have 5 minutes.
Well, is there a standardization? Do we have does the committee who's working on this have a recommendation, or is this just
how many feet is it from the wicket gate to the tail gate?
From where?
Feet? Through the draft tube, through the turbine to get to the wicket gate.
Draft tubes, the turbine, the wicket gate?
Oh, I don't know. You're talking like...
Well, it's a long ways.
You're talking like 80 feet.
60 feet, 70
but I think
feet,
that depends on the numbers of sturgeon and the populations around the dam. And John Day, we just don't have lately any evidence, even we don't find them in the draft tubes anymore.
Maybe I want to back up one step, just the history behind it.
Okay.
So, years ago, they would just open up the wicket gate whenever they wanted to, leave it open overnight or whatever. And then 1 year we had to go in They left it open overnight, and we had like 500 sturgeon in the scroll case that we had to deal with, and we ended up killing almost 100 of them, trying to get them out because we couldn't drain it. So we said, all right, from now on, you guys don't open the window gates. And they said, well, we have to do this functional testing. And that's where we negotiated, said, all right, you open it, you got 5 minutes, do your thing. And
so they're coming from the forebay into the
tail race. And they go up through the blades, through the wickets.
And that's why I'm wondering, how long does it take for a fish to just gonna
ask, how'd that work? The 5 minutes?
Fine.
No problem.
Seemed to work fine. But yeah, the main idea was
don't walk away
right,
from it.
Right, so you pick 5 minutes, 7 minutes is probably the same. And for your project, that and maybe for Bonneville, that would be those would be good.
Bonneville
maybe for John Day, it could be 10, something completely different.
10, 15.
Yeah, you know, Bonneville.
The fact that it ought to be in
issue.
Somewhere written down is probably a good idea in the plan, project by project, which is a change form. And the sturgeon group would be the one who would recommend that. And are they still working? Who's the chair?
The other change?
Sturgeon, she's only come up every now and then.
Yeah, I'm trying to do away with the sturgeon group for one. But I mean,
well,
it's very specific to project. Bonneville doesn't do it for any time, zero.
You don't open it all. So you don't open it all. They're saying maybe 5-10 minutes. Pierre Miro say
10-15, because we have fewer sturgeon. We never had the problems. I
should mention too a follow up that we're going to do with the 10 minutes is I just said when you start the unit up on the 10 minute, let us know, then we can go downstream and see if you got anything coming down through the blades. Like
and again, I want to
add, I guess,
also to add, because I think the misunderstanding, I was told that that extended time was for the digital governor. For regular maintenance, it's less than 5 minutes.
So what I'm hearing is criteria. I'm hearing people who have criteria that should be written down somewhere. So it seems to me that there is a need for the group to at least write that up. It's just like the VBS, I mean, let's get her done. And
that would be good.
Move on, but somewhere that needs to be documented in the fish passage plan and Tammy's wonderful catacomb webpage someplace where you might see it someday if it's working.
Only it worked.
Well, we could do it real fast, but do you guys want 5 minutes for their regular governor calibrations and those kind of things?
I'd say 5 minutes.
They need more for the digital governors.
I'd say 5 minutes. Say 5 minutes is a goal, and 7 minutes or additional time is needed by a specific project operation.
Yeah.
Some of those lines.
But these digital governors need 7 minutes to do this thing? Is that what it was?
Yeah,
I would include that all together for now, because it sounds like it's a one-time
thing. Is it the one-time thing, or is it now because of
that is,
my impression
what,
is
that's what I've been told. That's just one-time shot.
So I would...
I don't know, because my impression is that it's going to be once a digital.
Why don't you guys figure it out and let us know?
Right, if it's something you're going to have, everything's going to digital governors, so we're going to have a problem. So
we'll find out if it's, it's 7 minutes and we write 7 minutes. I don't care. Just let us know, we'll write it up.
Okay.
Yes.
And a slow roll, that's the only question I have. Sure, you think slow rolls to take care of, we're done?
Well, we don't have digital governors yet, but.
But what do we do?
All right. I mean, that's they're on a schedule, you know, those guys are first, and it will be, it's part of our.
And so to close out the task group, then it would be write up something for the fish pass.
I could have a front office for each project.
One for each project, or one for however it's
not.
Pants
on in 20 seconds.
They won't be there. All right. Paul made the same thing. I could work out. I'm going to go faster. I have major horses. I don't really want to do it.
Right up to change form so we can look at what the language proposal is. We're just talking about.
Even better.
And then after we accomplish that, the task group resolves.
Until you start, until you kill some more students.
That's the
under chair.
Until there's a bloodbath.
Vanderloo, I think he's on here.
He just got rid of two tests.
Have the Washington after
that. Thompson, never gone.
Oh, you want me to write that for Sturgeon?
Yeah, pretty much.
Task group chair.
Okay, so now we can go back
to host too. Yeah.
We can go back to the Bonneville change form. The latest and greatest is on the screen, correct?
No. Taking notes like I'm supposed to.
Okay, we're shifting gears now back to the AFF. You guys want to come on down so you can see and talk? Right. And they can hear you guys?
Sit right next to Gary.
Tighten it up. This table is too big.
That's her second child.
Right.
Not her second child.
So this looks to me like...
Yeah, I think that was originally a separate... net in case of fish at the floor or something.
That should not be a sanctuary net then, because you'll never be able to make that work. I would say, in any case, I'd like it to be water to water, but I don't think that's practical. So I'm thinking just knotless net.
Right. Yeah, I think that's what it was originally.
Yeah, it's cotton mesh, but it's really
cotton netless.
Let's just say knotless. I don't care what it's made of. It could be rubber.
Nautilus?
Nautilus net. I love it.
Atomic Nautilus?
But what do you think, Ben? I mean, I think
it's fine. The way it reads now, it sounds like it's requiring John's focus.
Yeah, and I mean, those things are back-breaking. Anesthetic. Even the main anesthetic tank.
So that was anywhere. My comment. And what I was referencing was... the net they have in the main anesthetic tank so the fish don't get lost.
Right.
That's where I thought that was coming from. And I didn't really realize that it was to pass fish from one, the anesthetic tank, to U of I sampling area.
Yeah, I would say that in that case, those fish are out.
Yeah.
So I don't care what people use.
Okay.
If the fish are hot, then they should never be. And both of you guys, the fish are going in anesthetics, boom, water to water. They're in there, they're out. From that point on, I don't care how you handle them. Mm-hmm. You handle them by hand, you can handle them with a net, as long as it's knotless.
Gaff?
So we don't even
gaff would be an issue.
We don't even use cotton gloves to sample gaff.
Okay, I care, but within, you know, I mean, this is within reason.
Okay, well, now that you're getting picky, okay.
Now he's putting some guidelines on it.
Okay, no gaff.
No gaff.
Sure, write that in.
A knotless gaff?
Put Dave's name on it.
Barbless gaff, okay.
Barbless gaff,
okay.
Barbless gaff. Yeah. Okay.
Quit. Tractor shield, seal bomb back. Okay.
No, don't put that in there. Get that.
No gaff, but large enough to handle.
Really tough.
All right, so we can move on to next. The next one.
There'll be no start time.
So the reason this is in there is because before it said there would be no time restriction, but if you look at our criteria down here...
There's an end.
Mm-hmm. There is a time restriction.
For the end.
It's
good
only
point.
4 hours. So we said there's no start time restriction.
Yeah, that's
okay. Fine.
That's fine.
All right.
No more than 2 dozen matches. So
where'd that one come from?
This, I believe...
That makes sense. I mean, that's the tank has 2 partitions, so... And even if it doesn't have 2 partitions, as long as you can keep track of who's who in it.
Okay.
Or it's who don't.
At least the...
So you're all right with
you're
that?
Confident? I'm okay with that.
Okay.
It's a two-partition tank, so it doesn't make sense not to use one side.
That side's empty. Good.
3.3 is
changed. Okay, so Chris suggested taking out that good fare that John had in there. John's okay with that because I just rewrote it. The thing I'd like to... No, I'm good. Yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
All right. Fine.
I'll take out the notes later.
Okay, now you got to think I'm being a little nitpicky, but
you never.
The swimming, Tom knows me. swims off course, avoiding obstacles. It's in a tank. It's this wide and this
right.
long. There's obstacles on all sides, so.
Yeah, we can remove that.
Remove
it. I mean, it was just,
that's the definition. I know. I saw you were taking that. I figured out of something. So I would just take that out in our case, and the strongly break free of handlers, that's gone, because you're not going to do that. You're not going to wait until they're still thrashing around, but you can't hang on to them until. So let's just erase that, and so right after the off, swim upright.
I agree with the fishbowl strongly. That's the one I was kind of like on. Fishbowl strongly not break. I thought
yeah.
That.
Yeah. No, we don't need that in there. So
good. I was going to ask John about that one.
If they can't swim upright, or if they're doing, they're just kind of hanging there, then you know.
Yeah.
And you want the break free of handlers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
You don't want them wrestling a fish.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as they start trying to right themselves, they're good to go. They can jump out at any point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
That looks different. That's from Chris. Are you okay with that?
The dedicated observer, I had a little bit of a question about. Does that have to be a person that's all they're doing?
That's what it sounds like to me. You have to hire another crew member for all your crews.
You guys have money for that?
So what is observation? Well,
can I volunteer?
Those are the new tanks.
It's
a
walk.
Yeah,
I'll give you a ride.
You haven't seen
that? You know how that goes.
Yeah,
they can't really swim. They just basically come out
just hold it
until they're going.
So would we decide on this one? Three.
Do we need the dedicated portion?
Yes.
Or to say
that's good time.
Observed by.
I would just say maybe not have a dedicated observer, just making a comment that someone is a designated observer.
Designated observer. Yeah, I can designate.
That like that. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, just say tell somebody, keep an eye on
that. Set someone on the crew, you're the observer. So.
Okay.
That's cool.
Let's do a
so.
Well, 334 tanks may be used for study objectives.
Yeah, this is.
I don't understand what that means.
Well, there's the aesthetic study that Config is involved in. I think that's what that's trying to capture is that. Which.
But it's the same thing as you're watching.
It doesn't
the
have to be
they,
in there.
I don't think it has to be in there.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure what that was for.
Well, that's just saying that the fish doesn't have to be in poor condition or fair condition to be in the observation tanks.
Yeah.
Which you could word some other way too if you wanted, but do we need that in the main?
Well, you know, I don't know. I would say 334 is just erase that. I would like John to put every fish in. He's not going to do that because he doesn't have time, but any fish he wants to put in, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Depending on how this works, we may end up with a system that does that for every fish.
It says primarily, it's not restricted.
So, based on that, would you change? 331.
Where's 331?
So we'll primarily be used. Can you put something else like to the effect that can be used for any fish, but can primarily be used?
But yeah, if you do that, then you don't need 334.
Right.
I don't think you need it if it says primarily.
I don't either.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
I just get rid of 334.
Yep.
If you think it's covered, then I'm fine.
Yep. I think it is.
Cool.
And the next one is a no-brainer, I think. Obviously.
Water and
this sounds like a professor.
Well.
Making sure we understand.
So 3.5 was changed. Was changed.
Really?
It's on a need to know basis.
I'm just saying, like, as soon as it's like, yeah, and we're going to do what about it? I would just say I would keep track of it, and we'll report it at the monthly FPOM meetings.
The reason this was in here was because you had this fish criteria, and you wanted to know if this criteria was not suitable for keeping Weir 37 in.
So do we still need that, though? Do we know that now? Do we not know that?
Tell me.
I don't know. You never notified me, so I'm going to say I don't think I need to know.
Who put that in?
It's been in there. All that was changed is that instead of FPOM, I think...
Well, it says FPOM will be notified now. It's probably fisheries will notify FPOMs.
It's the same sentence, it's just assigns responsibility. But if you don't think it needs to be in there at all, then...
How about researchers?
Fisheries will correct violations to Weir 37 FPP criteria.
See, the reason this was in there was, I mean, Project Fisheries was concerned about the all four racks being down and plugging up because all those fish in there plugging up, and so that if it plugs, then possibly it would lead to a different operation of the four racks being down. That was the whole idea.
Right. So they would probably raise a picket lead or two and then notify upon this is what we have done.
So
this reason.
And there was a lot of discussion about that, I know, at the time. And that's why it ended up in there. Are we okay with taking it out?
Poor idea. I don't care if you don't want
to
know when
I would just say more modified. I don't need to get an email saying we had to raise the picket lead because Weir 37 was plugged.
But you will when your researchers call you up.
Well, that's what'll happen.
Well, and that...
Yeah, that, so...
People know that's what's going to happen.
One way or the other, it's going to be... there will be a discussion at that time, probably.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's in there or not. It's been there for years.
I've never gotten an email, so...
Take it out.
Leave it in.
Yeah.
So where is Weir 37?
It is the one just downstream.
I know.
And it's the one that maintains ladder elevation, and when you have too many fish there, it gets sucked up against
it. Leave it in there.
Okay.
Because it was there for a purpose, and the purpose has never been met yet, so we'll see.
We might need it.
But the idea was that if we did have that major problem, which is a hell of a problem for you guys, because you can't unplug it once it plugs. Then we have an issue, so that needs to, and that pond will be involved.
Nighttime.
I think I can live with your definition of nighttime.
It's not my definition.
Yeah, that one
it's
I would not.
Is
that
Webster?
Nautical sunset? Standard sunset?
The University of Idaho putting it in here. See, you let them back in our trap, and now...
But we have the hours defined in the fish passage plan.
Yes, we do.
Then just say follow them that. Or unless you want to say like Pacific Coast Standard Time or something like that. Like,
well,
I don't think it needs to be...
Sunrise and sunset isn't night anyway.
Yeah.
It'd be half hour before, half hour after. It'd be more appropriate for that. Mm-hmm.
So it's
incorrect. Well, it is.
We'll take
I
it
know
out.
That.
Yeah.
I want to get wrapped around the axle.
Nice slicer dicer.
Well, when you start thinking about it, I mean, fish are moving a half hour before. They are.
Yeah.
If we're going to do stuff, let's do it based on what fish are doing.
Well, that's or let's keep it constant how we've defined day and night of the project.
Yeah.
We
do. We have a table. Well, do you mean dawn or actual sunrise?
We actually have a specific table.
When you first see that little ray of sun pop over the rocks.
Legal hunting hours.
No, there. Trevor, I should have done that. Go there. Can I shoot? Then you can get in the trap.
Do you want me to put the reference to the table in here?
That would be the smartest thing to do. Because then it's like, because I don't think we should have two definitions of.
You're right.
Yeah. Should have two definitions of stuff.
I think it's table
5. Is it 5 or? It used to be 6 for.
We all have our plan, so we can tell you.
Well, yeah, you have the plan.
Yeah, it's close.
I want to say bond 5.
Boy, that's the spill schedule.
Yep.
And that's where the nighttime and daytime is.
Is that where it's at?
Well, it's got daytime and then it has an end time. Is that supposed to be sunset? Okay.
Well, nighttime would just be the opposite.
No, but I mean the ending time of spill is supposed to be the beginning of nighttime. Is that the definition of this?
See, these were put in there for the Del Passage. So, it's probably the best.
What page are you at there, Dave?
12.
Yes, because these are the daytime hours, so then, at that point, it's considered nighttime.
Yeah. On 5.
Isn't there an app for that?
I got tides on my phone.
There you go.
Yes, that's how old school we are. We self-write everything down.
We have to write it down. No apps.
No, because someone would have the wrong app.
I don't know what that
is. You need to specify PST.
I don't have one of those kind of phones.
These are pretty rough.
This should be whatever we're in.
Now, yeah, this one is kind of an interesting one. Temperature are both instantaneous and daily averages.
I don't know why that's interesting. It's been both? In there for
I know, I read it for the first... Ages. I looked at it and I was like, huh?
So,
how did that get in there?
Oh my God, back to like 2004, this article.
Well, how'd you let that get in there?
PTSD from this. So we had instantaneous...
I missed that. Maybe I'm glad I did.
So we go over there and you can take the instantaneous reading.
What are we regulating? Instantaneous, which or an
sampling
right at that moment, and so you're looking at.
Well, then it's not an average.
No, it's not an average.
Then why does it say average?
Yeah, because the average is what you determine whether you're going to have the trap open the next
following day.
Yeah.
So we were hoping these guys could look at the average from yesterday,
right?
So they know if they're wasting their time to drive out. Yep. But we also wanted the ability. Yesterday says sample. We go in there in real time. It's hot.
Okay.
We still want to have the option of saying, we're not going to be ridiculous about it, but you need to wrap up. It's too hot.
Okay.
It's 69.9 degrees at 10 o'clock in the morning. You're like, it's going to hit 70. You might as well just let us tank and be done with it.
That was kind of the idea.
Okay. I see the point.
That makes sense, you know.
I was trying to come up with one.
New
that one doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that category web page I was talking about earlier.
I don't believe this was meant to be a hyperlink. It works just fine.
Yeah, but if you could go to it, and you don't get dailies anymore.
Hourlies.
No, that's been changed. They took that out.
I know. Mid last year, they took out the hourlies.
Well, so, you can still get it.
You can off the
TDG.
Detailed
TDG. Well,
we don't need the hourlies. Is what we figured.
This is just the daily average for these guys.
Well, then it works.
If that's the average you guys are going to use, then go ahead.
Because it shows daily average, minimum, and
that's and that was the agreed upon location for average.
So they're still on the out. They're still on
there.
The detailed.
And so the instantaneous is only based on measurement.
But that was such convenient.
Yeah, I like the hourly ones better because it's a whole big spreadsheet, so if I ever have to graph things, that's made for me.
Yep. All right.
So now it's starting to all make sense.
Well, it's only been how many years have we been doing it this way?
That's the problem.
Did I say that out loud?
That's the problem with looking at this stuff.
I know, you don't want to look at it.
Why do remember that?
What else did you have, Tammy?
Prefer the old sausage factory.
We're more efficient than Congress, though.
Yeah, at least
next
we get something done.
We get something done at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
It's ugly, but it gets done.
The observation tank will be used for fish in distress under guidelines established in Section 3 that we just
did. Yeah, that's fine. We need to just fill those numbers.
Water use observation tank will be... If used, why not? Okay.
Okay, and we are rejecting
the sealed container.
If they've got a justification why they want that, let me know. But otherwise, I think buckets makes a lot more sense.
What was the last one?
Done.
You
good?
Good.
I'm good.
When do you guys want to?
You guys are getting easy to work with.
Easier.
What's going on here?
No, I think it's easier.
You come in later in the day.
Yeah.
When we're all tired.
Oh, you're all tired.
You got to come after lunch.
Yeah, when I saw you come in, I was going to make some comments.
Yeah, want a burrito? Get these guys.
They don't like your gangster style shotguns.
Oh,
Gary wants to talk about that.
That's another one.
What, you want long barrel ones?
No, they just want shorter shooters.
Shorter shooters, your angle's bad.
Well, shorter or taller shooters.
Well, it depends on what you want to do with that cracker shell.
So are they shooting above that because they're worried about it skipping, or are they doing that because they want the cracker shell to go in the water to create a bigger effect on the sea line?
No, it all has to do with skipping.
Thank you.
So and then the other things are like super light, and when they come out, they start doing a helicopter action, and so you don't want them to skip over to within the 100 feet of the concrete kind of thing, and so you do that. They never submerge more. I mean, there's not a whole lot of power to these things. In fact, there's like a range of, like 30 feet to 50 yards, and you're never quite sure which one that's going to be. So, but anyways, there's not a lot of force.
Yeah, what I'm worried about is that what I don't want them to do is be firing them so they go underwater before they go off.
No, they're super buoyant. They pop right up. I mean, In fact, if it even...
Well, I think they were designed to go off on the surface.
Right.
That's what they were.
Yeah.
But it looked to me like the way they were shooting them, angling them down like that, that was getting a... trying to get them underwater.
To keep it from skipping.
Okay.
And so we can stay in criteria.
Yeah. Now, the other question is, how close are you, do you think?
That's tough to say.
Good answer. The better answer is easily within 100. Easily. 100. 100.
Yeah. No, it's easily. I mean, it's...
Okay.
I can't 20, tell.
20-some foot cabin cruiser. And
okay, do you realize that...
Sea Dory.
So, Sea Shepherd Twitter thing, put this photo out there, so there's some concerns that you guys... Because you guys are the only ones out there doing stuff right now, so they have nothing else to really monitor, annoy...
We get, 15 phone calls a day.
Yeah, I know.
Those phones,
what I'm going to do is send the approved FPOM criteria to our PRD guys, and they're probably going to send it back to QuickTech, reminding you guys of the criteria.
Because they're worried about bad PR from this kind of stuff. So
there will be a little action. It's just basically a reminder, hey, 100 meters, no seal bombs or appearance of seal bombs.
We should be pretty close to no seal bombs, right?
Probably.
Yeah, we're over because Steelhead, we're way over 1,000.
You guys have a physical marker you use for your...
That would be a good
yellow line on the wall.
100
meter. 100 meter mark.
That would be the question, is what you guys might... We might request the Corps to paint some rocks or something like that so you can have...
There actually might be a yellow line on the wall.
There might be.
I saw one. I was going, what in the world is that beer? It's the weirdest place.
We were
going
to do that. We were going to do that.
I think there's one out there.
There may be out there.
I was thinking a couple weeks ago when I saw it, I'm like, what's that? But it might be the 100. It's about where...
Yeah, there is a yellow line out there, and I... Is that for fishermen?
Salmon deadline
and it's right
on the Washington side. I know. I don't know about the Oregon side, but you might want to make it different.
That one's a lot farther than 100 meters.
Yeah,
but that's not the Western Shore. But there's something painted on the other side where no boat should be. I mean, it's just like, this is the weirdest place for a yellow line.
That was where I did some tagging.
Oh, okay.
That would be good for the main entrances, but they're, it's going to be... going to come out and then it's not clean because
all I'd say is if you guys could come up like an agreed upon, that's one thing you might request, like, hey, is there an agreed upon spot? This is close enough, we're good.
I think we've done fairly well this last year or two.
I haven't had any complaints.
I think we had more complaints a few years ago, but I think that with this crew that
been
in their brain. And
well, see, I saw
we've got
this.
Old GPS tracks, and so we know how far they've been off. And then when somebody says, we were not that close, and then you're like, oh, look, Harry, you went over the...
Yeah. If you've got those, send those to the NOAA, and then you say, hey, we have been meeting our criteria, and that will take care of a lot.
Yeah, because it was a couple of years ago I was watching them, and they were doing some pretty questionable things. And then I saw this, and I thought, okay, time to...
Questionable, they're just very anxious. They're very, they're very...
Diligent.
Well, we get a lot of complaints. Not a lot. Several complaints in years past, both intensity and closeness.
Yeah.
And both those, I think, are way better.
Yeah.
I mean, they've scaled back.
Way back on the number of shots.
Yeah. Well, these guys, whoever it was, I don't know if it was Bobby at that time, could have been somebody else, but they were just mercilessly chasing a sea lion around out there. And, shooting and shooting and shooting and shooting, doing that kind of thing. And it's like, boy, then the sea lion kind of disappeared. And next time I saw him, he was eating a fish up at the entrance. So it was,
That's probably
got hungry.
Right. That was the Washington guys.
It might have been.
If not, it was the Oregon guys.
No,
they never did anything.
It was
like
a sea dory. What does that tell you?
Well, lots of sea dories.
With shotguns. Sidewalk sweepers,
Sea dory with shotguns. Yeah, so you'll probably get just a, reminder.
So just want to make sure you got a heads up on that. And I just wanted to get some justification because Trevor Bobby says, it's probably for skipping. I said, then he triggered that. I said, God, I think you're right, because I remember that was an issue.
Yeah, you get too much more of an angle than this. And for the more hot shells, they skip.
They'll skip.
They can actually skip quite a ways.
All the way to the bank or?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a...
Before they explode.
Right.
Yeah, I guess it still bothers me a little bit. I mean, if we're really close to the entrance and even within the, outside of the 100 meters,
Have left the conference.
I don't know if we should be doing that. I don't know. It's just...
He's worried that the cracker shells ones are.
Yeah, I'm worried about cracker shells around the entrance.
And that explains some reason why maybe spring chinook aren't being used in the entrance, that kind of stuff. But when do you guys start hazing?
When do we start hazing?
Yeah.
March.
Yeah, you're out there. Yeah.
March 1st. No, I said when. Yeah. March 20th.
Right around March 1st of March.
Okay.
Where are the hazing guys?
Yeah, I just can remember from mid March.
They're on my website.
We're not hazing here.
No.
What are we? Raising 3 to 4 days a week, depending on the week.
I don't know any other way to get a sea lion's attention other than shooting those things out.
We haven't used rubber bolts since like 08.
So how effective are they at moving a sea lion from the entrance that's feeding on fish right there? I mean, do they actually move them out?
The cracker shells?
Yeah.
They're way more effective on
stellar
sea lions in California.
Which is what we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost thinking like the impact of that sea lion being there is greater than those cracker shells entering the water. I don't know.
I don't know. It's one of those things, like, if we had actually had some actual tagged fish that you could monitor activity and say what that fish did when you knew there was activity, then you kind of see, like, if you saw a sea lion there, and I said, well, we've never had that 5-day ability of detail to do that kind of evaluation.
Well, I hate to tell you, but the sea lions are always there. You know,
the amount of time we're there, we again have a 6-hour day, 3 to 4 days
this
a week.
This is just and to then, make sure that we're covering the bases.
Yeah, and it's, we're still doing it, not because it's effective, it's required,
So that's why I'm saying maybe, we could kind of slide away from the entrances a little bit with that kind of noise, and still be as effective.
Maybe what we need to do is take you out on the boat.
That'd be good.
And you can see.
I'll be there.
Get a picture.
Sounds like a good trip. Yeah. Those are, for what it's worth, for the naive Californians, they're pretty effective. And we got a bunch of those this year.
This year.
They're coming up, apparently.
The naive sea lions, they definitely move, but it's like the old Calis.
That's what I mean. There's a lot of young ones that haven't been there before this year, so.
Yeah.
Might be some benefit.
Okay. And that's the whole reason for hazing.
Let's just not change anything, man. Let's just keep on going. I'm out there enough. I watch them. I just don't get out in the boat.
If you got a BRZ permit, we can set up a day.
A BRZ permit? My boat?
You'd be allowed to go in.
I mean, the BRZ training. Right?
Can I get one?
BRZ training.
Can I come with you?
Yeah, let's go.
BRZ training. And then, we can send you out on the boat.
Yeah.
Hang out for a day.
I got all kinds of stuff. A
couple hours. Yeah. Get a picture of you with a shotgun in your hand doing
it. Yeah. Proper angle. And then you'll see Gary doing this and his shell sticking over there like, oh crap, into the sled.
I would just plan my shot a little better than that.
Oh, jeez. Excellent.
Yeah, when you have a range okay. of 80 yards versus zero.
I think I've probably used a shotgun longer than anybody in this room.
Okay, Wyatt. Anything else?
No.
So we had the fish counting task group. Should we reconvene that in June?
Disposal. Regional disposal.
Do we need a? We don't need anything from Washington Ecology.
I don't think so. I ran into our environmental guy at the dam, and he went through all the stuff that you had supplied, and the DS was.
So then
I don't know why. I'll have him get us something in writing just so we have it.
Okay.
So you guys have it.
Okay.
I'll forward it to you.
Okay, that MSDS just says incineration, actually. Really?
Vern, do you want that task group meeting in June?
Let me talk to Ann.
Well,
she was saying yes, but June might be the next time that's going to be set up for. So it'll be in town.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
So are you guys seriously can't?
Right.
So we're not going to pick everyone up and go out to the
I don't know. It's really.
Well, we can go through. How long is the meeting? 4 hours. I mean, we got a 12-hour limit.
Well, and that's where
our chariot turns to a pumpkin at 12 hours.
I'm not sure how you guys are organized.
So 3 hours to the meeting.
Yeah, 3 hours.
I mean, we usually go out there and
six hours.
Six hours.
Are we allowed to walk?
Last walk on that.
So 6 hour meeting, yeah, we can do that. And
yeah, we'll have to work something
plus
out.
Plus we're under control.
Yeah, we'll have a flat tire in the back.
We'll have a couple of gallons.
We'll drive.
Now, is that measured to your office
really
or
fast,
house?
So really it's like a 2 hour drive.
It depends on where you're going to be from.
It's like 15 people in it.
I think it'd be
the caravan.
The Millennium Falcon.
Okay. So anyways, then so is that all, if I'm ready to track.
Any last minute items you need to check about?
Hold on.
Maybe the Kessel run on 2.1 parsecs.
That's right.
Yes. There is a couple. So what I raised earlier when Ann was asking.
Okay, well, he's looking at that. Oh, you think you got it already?
Task group.
I got a question for a town member.
Yeah, it's really difficult.
Can I go ahead and cross my name out for UNCOM meetings for the rest of the year at our office? Once a month?
I was going to say, we could figure something out as far as like barcode labels.
Do you want it? So the question is, do you want to try to do it here and elsewhere?
Might as well. Calendar
year? Let's put it this way. We can until June.
And then move.
And then we're moving, and I don't know how. I don't know what our access is going to be like for our move.
Hold it until we figure this out.
Okay. I think, according to what they said, I think everyone should be able to get to our fifth floor without a problem, but I don't know. I don't know if we're going to have, like, security.
Most everything in there.
Yeah,
we can go to North.
Yeah, it's basically
the start
off.
The bridge goes to.
Now, the question I just don't know if the fifth floor or going to have security doors or that kind of stuff. No, I'm office.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't want to have to do it.
It's no computer for me, other than I now get to ride an elevator.
Okay, I got a couple of issues.
Well, everybody can drive to Vancouver anytime for a meeting.
Hey, there you go.
That's okay. I'd like to. Save me some money.
Okay.
That's kind of small.
My
for this group?
You've seen how volume
is. Oh, I know exactly how big it is. I helped design it, but it's still
actually,
a smaller this.
Actually, meeting area. Washington.
Yeah, I know. They do. That's exactly right.
Yeah, what's the skip there? We have a couple meetings over here.
Is there any restriction?
You've got an awesome call.
Anytime.
Anytime.
Well, almost anytime.
As best I can check the calendar.
As long as they have the
that I can live with. That'd be great. Yeah, I don't have to. I can just drive from home.
That's all the shit that you want.
Yeah. You can walk down the hall.
Yeah, we have Panda Express right down the street.
There you go.
So anyway,
let's do it. That's just selling. I don't have my orange chicken.
But we have a little bit more. I don't know a little bit more.
Because we got to have our subcommittee meeting.
Okay.
That's what we're having. Frederick says.
Subcommittee meeting.
Not done.
Yeah.
I still have some issues.
Well, get it done. I want to go home.
Yeah, when you quit yakking for a second, I will.
I've been trying to figure out where you need a job.
All right, everybody. Hey, we still have to finish our meeting before you guys get. Hey, AFF boys. Hey,
quiet
down.
Okay. You guys are loud.
Yeah. We got to get something done.
We're going to finish.
Oh, okay. We'll
yeah, I would. Don't get, you might get sucked in.
Thanks, John.
It's always dangerous to be that way. Thanks for covering up that ceiling stuff. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
Okay, so are we done with the AFF then?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're done. Done.
So what would you have now?
With it. Okay, so the other thing I had was Kelp County at Bonneville.
Ah.
And I wanted to make sure that we got account, and it, Lisa, thank you for and others for starting the corner collector when it was started. I expected a little more of a fight from some folks, so that was great. But
poke the bear, love God, man.
I always like to poke. So just to be, you know, the thing I heard was that the video counting stopped somewhere in the middle of quickly after that trigger was met, and it'd be very good to have the information up until about yesterday, or the day before yesterday, the 9th, would have been good. And I don't know what happened there, but we may have lost.
Is it on the website? Dean's crew isn't posted. I haven't checked.
Nothing's there. It just disappeared after. Now, I don't know. I didn't check today.
Do they have the data still?
But I did.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that they have the separator count data.
Yeah, I think they're
they stopped separator counts once the corner collector opens.
Why? Because
it would be.
Hmm.
Because the corner collector was open.
Because the corner collector was open, so they don't
triggering.
They count.
It's open, so they don't have to worry about.
Now the video
but
counting.
It's still good to have those counts.
FFU, I think, was continuing the video count.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they took the camera out, from what I heard. It's gone.
Find
okay,
out.
Well, I was talking to Dean, and he's the one who told me, and he's the guy standing there, so I don't know.
Got stolen.
Just see
what?
I'll email Stancil right now.
Find out.
But anyway, I'd like to have as many, as good a record as we can as we go through that.
Well, especially where we're trying to come up with a real criteria.
I know the corner collector is going to cause it fish to go that way, but there's still an abundance issue that we might be able to. Now, yeah, up until the 9th, after that, stop. But
yeah.
And I know you were spilling before that. No, we don't. But I'd like to have those counts continue.
Well, especially if we're going to try to come up with a real criteria. It'd be nice to have some data.
Well, yeah, we're going to modify the criteria here at some point, I suppose.
Are you going to have a new number?
That's bad.
Over there.
Okay.
You know, if you pass more Celts, you'll occupy the sea lines and the spring Chinook will get by.
That's our strategy.
There you go.
Until the sea lions go, ew. These things taste moldy
on
your credits.
It's fat free.
Yeah, fat free and bleh. Okay, and then the other thing I was looking at was the zinc stuff because of the Walla Walla. So I want to make sure that we get, I don't know, Ann's gone, so the...
But what are you concerned? Are they replacing too much in the ladder, or what's the issue?
What they're doing is they're replacing, or actually placing new galvanized gratings in the collection shell. So that's the juvenile side of it. That's not the point. The point is that when I went to find our criteria, I couldn't find a damn thing. I mean, I was looking all over.
Yes.
So I want to make sure that we have it laid out someplace.
You know, if you don't, you know, you put that on a website, would be awesome.
That would be cool, but
it is there. You go to Index of FCOM Meeting Final Results and Memos, and you go to Miscellaneous, it opens up. Of course, now it's taking a little time to open, but I got stuck on it.
Galvanized grades.
Yeah, so then you scroll down to the galvanized grading section, which is hyperlinked, but it won't work for me right now. And this is all of our discussions and decisions on galvanized grades.
So what did Dr.
Now,
Galvin
if the actual equation is in here, I will have to find that. Usually,
It seems to me
right
that
here.
We need...
there's an equation. Well, it's not an equation, but it's a...
We have to maintain less than that. And so then that's when the water sampling occurs, and then you just see if you meet that or not.
Did you grab samples outside of the new membrane structure to see if they're seeing anything close to that?
Is it even galvanized?
It's got to be something.
Yeah,
isn't that aluminum?
Yeah, it's not galvanized.
Was it all aluminum? Yeah. Even the main entrance part was?
Looks like it.
I didn't see that.
Something was powder coated on me, too.
Yeah. Okay, well,
it's
diffuser.
Yeah, it's a little Parker and then it was
okay,
good. I guess.
Every month after.
You don't get paid enough.
Well, since I only let certain documents work on the website, I guess it's not really that useful to you guys.
Yes.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
That's
a little hard to find.
She's never
heard
that feedback.
I mean, if you're looking
for it. Normally it would be under the Zoom.
Yeah, that's
test,
where I went.
Which
there.
Should work now. And this is the final ratio.
Yeah, no, good. That's good. It just wasn't working when I was trying to get at it.
No, I.
So that's all I wanted to make sure is that we had as we come up with these solutions to these task groups, whether it's sturgeon stuff or the AFF or whatever, that we have that labeled and easy to get to. So we can point people to it without having to go through a lot of consternation.
All right.
Is that my phone?
Yes.
Honey.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
The dogs are barking.
Which one? The male or
I will. Daytime husband, how can I help you?
A mystery man.
We're so politically correct. I love that song.
One thing, since Bob and Miro, you're here. I don't want to make it difficult for you, but if you notice how your weekly reports are labeled, it doesn't really tell you what year they're from. And since they have to go into a giant folder now,
I've been wanting to say that for a long
time.
I've never bothered.
And not
I relabel everything.
To the sinking ship or anything, but you can see Bonneville has the year in there, and they use the week of the year rather than.
Because Tammy set that up when she was there, probably.
Well, you know, after I graduate from LDP, we'll be implementing whole knowledge management.
LDP, leadership development.
When you go to
leader.
Walla Walla, and they're just.
Well, they're not weak because they start several times, several weeks later, and then they just
and they kind of wander around.
All right.
Okay, so now everybody is fresh and ready to go for the next meeting.
Can we do our task grouping?
It's going to be a real drain.
Yes. Is anyone still on the phone?
On the phone? I'm going to hang up if you're not.
And
this is
if
Bonneville.
There's a particular link you use on the website and it's not working, let me know because I will prioritize that as well
right.
to get working.
Yeah. I hit a bunch of them the other day and I just gave up. I said, I knew you were working on it. But.
They changed security. I can't upload files.
It's not your fault. I know that.
It's very frustrating.
I know. I know.
And I have to do them, but I can't
weeks.
Dump them into a big bucket and upload the bucket. I have to so, you know, if you think about how much information is on there. You just need the one that I sent to you. All right.
File I can see.
Version 30.
Hey, thanks for coming. See ya.
Have a good
drive back.
Yeah. I wish I could run too.
Oh God, I'm not on this task force.
Run away. Right. Yeah. Yeah. You bring me a copy?
I'm gonna put it. What are you? Oh, you're looking at your document. You didn't send me that.
The final version.
So I'll email Cindy. And see
where'd Mersich go?
Cinder, he's the one. The demand that I. See, your input was so valuable and constructive.
Wasn't this fun?
It was great. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is a great one-time
moment. So our 2011 is in review. Should be out probably in about two weeks here.
Okay.
2012 is in analysis right now. Should be out probably the beginning of May.
Where are you going to go to? Is it going to go to the TAC group first, or where is it going to get reported on?
Not sure yet. It's probably going to go to TAC first because they want to talk about like some pilot harvest this fall. And
oh, really? Using these technologies? Using the
that's the talk. I mean, now that there's a stay in Oregon in court, that these changes may not happen. We'll have to see how that goes. I mean, it's a political decision as much as it
sanctuary
is.
Sanctuary fishing down there. Estuary.
They won't let them do it?
No. It was, they didn't need to do it yet.
Is the gillnet.
The gillnets are still allowed to be used.
Yeah. That comes up. I mean, we're still trying to get people to change to other gear technologies anyway. Besides,
exactly.
It doesn't have to be the law. It can be voluntary if they work. So
exactly.
That's what you guys are doing, is trying to come up with something.
Yeah, if you want to pay for the poor guys about the new gear, hey.
Well, eventually they may be forced to through other laws.
Well, it'd be interesting if they had a different limit, if you had like a 20 fish limit with different gear, but a 10 fish limit with gill nets because of your impact to wild fish.
That's
you might see people doing that.
Yep. Voluntarily moving to something else.
The problem is that your handle's going to have to be a whole lot higher because your gear cost is so much higher. You know, we just got done with a spring fishery, so that's one thing, too, that people need to keep in mind is your spring fisheries are completely different from your fall fisheries. And, you know, everybody's spring chinook, but in the fall, you've got, you know, south and north. Yeah.
Sorry, I was talking about sidebar.
Anyway, so they're completely different fisheries. We just got done with a 9-hour, 9-fish limit, you know, for spring chinook on tangled gear. Well, is Oregon going to do a tangle net study this fall on coho? There's been talk, but, you know, what's your study plan? Are they going to use this same plan that I've been using? Well, we're already seeing the flaws.
Right.
So,
really,
what are you going to do? So.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to seeing the reports and maybe having some discussions about alternatives, whatever works.
One of the H's, so.
Right.
One of the remaining ages.
Yeah, one of the remaining ages. One that we may be part of.
I would like to come back. I've been to a couple of these. Josh Hollins.
So I got a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a way we could separate F-bomb, have a wall F-bomb with Fitterwick?
I was thinking that.
We've been thinking about this for a long time. No.
If I'm suffering, you got to suffer along with me.
Well, yeah. So you go up there anyway. I mean, do you go up to the... You don't go up to Fitterwick, though, up in Wall.
I don't think that's a really good idea.
I think it's better to keep together. I noticed your angst there, and I thought, usually we separate
these two districts in most things, but F-bomb has so much commonality in things that we talk about.
There's too much separation right now already. I would say this is better to keep them together. Let's try to get them up there. Talking to each other?
I was just curious if you guys actually all went up there for Fitterwick.
The Fitterwicks are good up there, but that's a...
I wouldn't say good.
Well, they're pretty good. I mean, they're better than
Portland's. It's a trade-off.
Portland's are fast, right, but there isn't more of that.
You know,
it makes some sense, but I would...
It makes sense, but then I could see it also just getting derailed and...
Well, I think there's so much commonality in the, you know, the plans and stuff
that we do.
If you have those guys running one way and you guys running another, there'll be two documents.
Anne's wondering when she's going to be the chair.
It's her year.
It used to be every other year, but I'm not getting
it. Scott. She can have it next year when you're on SmackDown.
Yes. Table.